Hello, this is Brett Lonsdale from TechSplaining, and I'm here with Mark Rackley. How you doing, Mark?
Good, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. We're here in the Windy City at the SharePoint Fest conference, so that's Chicago, if anybody was wondering. I'm sure we've got a few listeners back in the UK. So how's the conference gone for you?
It's gone really good. It's the last conference of the year for a lot of people, I think, and good to see everybody before the holidays and get some good feedback from attendees and just close out the year on a high note.
Yeah, I think it's been a pretty busy year for conferences and travel and so on, and there's quite a few drained looking faces here as we look around the conference. Some of the speakers look exhausted. I don't know if that's the partying or whether that's the just the constant travel.
It depends. If it's the spouses listening, it's the constant travel and the work and just wanting to get home. So
yeah, it's a lot of hard work, isn't it?
It is. It really is. So every now and then we have fun, but for the most part, it's a lot of work. But we enjoy it, so you know, it's a plus side.
Absolutely. So I'm not speaking at this conference for a change, but we've been here as exhibitors, and there's been a great deal of traffic in the exhibit hall. I think they've done a fantastic job here at SP Fest with the exhibit hall and having it right by all the session rooms. So it's been a really good event. What about the sessions themselves? They've been useful?
Yeah. So I presented a full-day workshop on Tuesday about client-side development in SharePoint. I've done a couple of sessions since then, and great feedback and interaction from the attendees. Good filled rooms, so a lot of attendees are showing up. So it's been it's a good event. SP Fest does a good job.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm really impressed with it. So there's been quite a bit of buzz around Modern whilst we've been here this week, and I think that's something that a lot of people are confused about, whether it's something they should move to now or hang on. Some people like it, some people don't. I think that's a pretty good topic of discussion for this episode. What's your take on Modern? Maybe we can start off explaining what Modern is for those who don't know.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, when Brett says Modern, we're talking about the new Modern interfaces in SharePoint Online. And these rolled out several months ago. It's probably over a year ago now. Was it Ignite last year? Is that? It's been so long, I don't even know. But so in SharePoint Online, they have these new modern team sites and now modern communication sites. And these are a new, these sites are SharePoint sites, but they're laid out with a different look and feel. When you go and edit these pages, you're going to get a brand new experience for editing the pages. It's much more intuitive. It's much more easy to create and lay out your pages. You get enhanced list views so that you can get around now some of those problems with large lists when it comes to creating those list views. There's a lot of benefits you get with it. And it also comes with a really great SharePoint app for your mobile devices. So these modern pages look really great on a mobile device. And I think that's one of the biggest things you get with these modern sites. Like I said, it's SharePoint Online only. They're calling the other sites that aren't modern, they're now calling those classic sites. So if you're on SharePoint on-premises, you have what's now considered a classic experience. The modern experience is not going to come to on-premises until the release of 2019 next year. So I guess in a nutshell, that's kind of what modern is in SharePoint. Do you think you got anything to add to that, or any thoughts?
No, I mean, first of all, I think it looks great. Modern sites and modern list views and so on, they look great compared to the classic view, because that classic view's been around now since SharePoint 2013, and it was quite nice. It was quite a transition from SharePoint 2010 to 2013. That the look and feel felt modern at the time, but 2013 was 4 years ago, and it's not really changed. Obviously, SharePoint 2016 still has that same look and feel, and Office 365 SharePoint Online had that same look and feel as well. For me, the sites look great, and some of the new stuff that's coming out with communication sites and so on. I mean, it looks really, really impressive. It's great that you can work with a design more easily now, and there's some great web parts as well that are being introduced. But for me, it's pretty confusing for users currently, because when they're going into SharePoint Online, sometimes they get the classic view, sometimes they're seeing the new modern view. So even if you create a classic site, when you go into a list, you're seeing the modern style on the list, if you add a page to a site, even if it's a classic site, you're getting a modern page. And the interface, I think, is just a bit confusing, and sometimes you're not sure where you're at. And if you're in a list as well, you know, you're not seeing all of the options that you used to see. I'm familiar with, obviously, the ribbon and all of the options being on that ribbon, but with that ribbon not being there, you don't know where to navigate to, and sometimes you see the ribbons, sometimes you don't, and that whole thing is confusing.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of a half and half experience right now. If you're in SharePoint Online, you can typically see a link at the bottom left of the page that'll say exit classic experience or something modern experience. So you can kind of toggle back and forth between the different experiences. But Brett's right, it's really confusing to some users. The other things that you're going to notice that are different are the forms, the list forms. They're no longer these pages that we had before that we're used to. They're now these going to be panels that slide out. You have less ability to customize those forms, so it's going to change your form strategy somewhat. We're in this half and half space, and these modern sites aren't fully baked yet with the same functionality as the classic sites. But to make things even more confusing, when you have your root site collection in SharePoint Online, that's a classic site and it can't be a modern site. So you don't even have the option of going fully modern in everything you do. So it's a little confusing right now, but I think it's clear the direction Microsoft is going with modern sites, and I think they want us in modern sites, but they don't have a way for us to completely embrace modern sites yet, I would say.
Yeah, and I think for that reason, personally, if I was using SharePoint Online in an organization, I mean, these companies, they document processes and so on with screenshots on how to achieve certain things. You know, there's vendors that provide training videos, and whilst these changes are bleeding through into the SharePoint Online experience, that's going to have to be constantly updated, and that's a big headache for an organization to go through. And I think it's, you know, for a lot of organizations, I think it's best to sort of just hang on and wait until all of the modern features are implemented, so that there is a consistent feel throughout the whole of SharePoint. And you mentioned the ability to, for example, switch to the classic view. Well, not so long ago, once you switched to the classic view, you couldn't switch back to the modern view again. but now you can. And yeah, these changes are coming. But I just feel, let's wait for more of them so that it is more consistent, and then make the switch. I mean, what's your opinion?
Well, yeah, so it's going to be, it really much depends on your organization. But I think if you are in a greenfield experience, I mean, where you're going to SharePoint Online and you don't have any legacy internet you have to migrate over, I would say try out the modern experience. I mean, the benefits you get, especially with the mobile experience, is so great. And there's a lot of great web parts there, and they keep adding web parts all the time. So if you don't have to worry about bringing over that legacy content, go for it and build it out and play with it, and you'll appreciate it. And you'll be frustrated with what's missing, but there's ways around that. The other big change from a development standpoint is the introduction of this SharePoint framework. And this is a new way of developing your web parts, also things like custom actions and headers and footers and stuff for those modern sites. So we can no longer just inject script on a page like we used to for a lot of development. And we can't use a lot of our old third-party add-ins. I'm sure this has had a big impact on you, Brett, because those web parts most likely will not work in the modern sites. So if you're out there interviewing vendors, talking to them about their products, ask them what their plans are for the modern experience. And if they give you a blank stare, that's probably a good indicator that you should be thinking about talking to other vendors. And I'm sure you have a modern plan if you don't already have modern web parts, or otherwise I wouldn't have made that statement.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. So, you know, Lightning Tools, we've been in, this is our 11th year, and our third platform for developing in. So when we initially created products, we were building products purely for SharePoint on premises. Obviously, Office 365 wasn't too big back then, but we were building solutions in .NET, and the .NET web parts. And when the SharePoint add-in model came out, we were actually one of the first companies to have, well, we had 2 of 10 products in the SharePoint App Store. So we had a little chat tool, and we had Social Squared. So they were available in the App Store straight away. But that was a good year's worth of development, completely changing the way that we coded the product. But we got that pushed out into the App Store. But we didn't see anything take off for a couple of years. I mean, we everybody still had SharePoint on premises, obviously, and not many people were actually buying apps.
Right.
That development has continued, so our permissions tool and our content aggregator and so on, they've all been created under the add-in model, and only just really getting all of the features that we had in the full trust product before we've yet got another development model to work in. And yeah, the message that I'm hearing from Microsoft is you don't have to switch to the SharePoint framework. This is another option. The SharePoint framework is there, but the add-in model is not going to go away. The full trust WebPart solutions is not going to go away yet. But the perception is everybody should be moving to the SharePoint framework. Now, there are some clear benefits of moving to the SharePoint framework, and one of those is working with modern sites. There's also the ability to overcome a lot of the restrictions that you had in the SharePoint add-in model. So there's just some things you couldn't do, like elevating privileges. You couldn't do WebPart connections and all these things that we could do with full trust code. And that's what we're really looking forward to, is having these features back again as a component that can be added into SharePoint Online. Because it has been restrictive.
Yeah.
We also had our data viewer, so that's already available as a SharePoint framework component, and the Lightning connector. It's not too far away, but we should have that implemented sort of next year sometime, or the early part of next year, as a tool that runs in the SharePoint framework. That's been quite critical for us. We had one client who has adopted modern. And the SharePoint add-in looked completely out of place on a modern page. We've got this nice tile view when you go into a document library, for example. And when they were aggregating documents, they wanted the same tile view in the Lightning connector to be displaying their content. And of course, it just isn't there. So we kind of implemented it as a JSON thing, but it's not the full experience that you will get once we've implemented it in the SharePoint framework.
That's great. Yeah, and it's for those of you guys who are developers who are looking at developing this stuff, it's pretty low level of entry to get into the SharePoint framework. I've actually got a couple of blog posts about getting started. I did a session at Ignite about getting started. So it's not too bad. I think it's promising. But you are going to have some limitations with the SharePoint framework and some limitations with the modern sites. And I think that that's kind of what we need to think about next is what do you think those people who have legacy intranets that need to go into SharePoint Online, how do you think that they should look at the modern sites, Brett?
That's a good question. So, if you've got legacy intranet, I'm assuming you're meaning if they're migrating from on premises to SharePoint Online.
Yeah.
So, I think if you're, it shouldn't be taken lightly. But if people are, moving to SharePoint Online, I would, maybe fully embrace the modern experience as they make the move, because you don't want to make a move to SharePoint Online, disrupt everybody, and then disrupt everybody again in a few months' time when you have to go modern. I think if you're making that move, then plan to go modern when you migrate.
Okay, so you made a good point there. You said or an interesting point. You said when you have to go modern in a few months. I want to be very clear that Microsoft's official message is they have no plans to get rid of the classic experience. So what that means to me is that they're watching the telemetry, and they're watching how many people are using classic sites, and what does that look like. And when it becomes a point where there's a tipping point where most people are doing modern, we've got feature parity with modern, I do see a future where those classic sites aren't going to be an option anymore. I don't think that's in the next couple of years. I think it'll be after 2019 comes out. So don't panic. But also keep in mind that you will have to have some modern strategy at some point in the next few years. So if you're on my thoughts, if you're on premises now with 2013 or 2010 or even 2016 and looking to go to SharePoint Online, I would go with the classic sites, because that way you can, well, unless the story's improved last time I tried it, I couldn't even migrate a classic site to a modern site without all sorts of problems, because the migration, it didn't work. The tools may have taken that into account by now. That was early on, but it could cause you some problems doing some migrations. So I would say start simple. Migrate into classic, what you have now. If you have a chance to re-architect it and do it a different way, great. Most organizations I talk to don't want to take the time it takes to re-architect everything so they can get it into modern. But don't be scared of modern. Don't be afraid to use it right now. I think it's especially if you've got that legacy content, because a couple other things you're going to be missing with modern is they don't have all the search web parts that we have in classic. They don't have the search results web part. You don't have their finder web part. You don't have display templates. So you can't really customize that search experience like you could with classic sites. The other thing we lose is master pages. So the branding story for modern sites is totally different. You can do some themings, you can do some headers and footers, but you no longer have the ability to create a completely entirely custom look the way we could with classic sites. Main reason for this is the SharePoint app, right? We want those modern sites to look fantastic in that SharePoint app. And if they let the developers loose to do whatever they want to do for branding, it would break that SharePoint app. It would look, you couldn't guarantee a consistent experience. So I get it. But if branding is something that is super, super critical to you, you may find the modern framework a little bit lacking there. But it does look great. It looks modern. It looks elegant. It's simple. It's a good interface. So, I don't think it actually needs that much branding. So, but marketing people are weird that way.
So, one of the things. Thank you for correcting me on the classic view is not actually going to go away. But it has been made clear that there aren't going to be any new features going into the classic view by Microsoft. So all of the new features will be in modern. That's the part that's going to be improving over time. That's where Microsoft are focusing their efforts. Some of the web parts that are currently missing in the classic view will be made to work in the modern view. But there's also a lot of new modern web parts, vice versa, of that you can't take advantage of in the classic. And there's also the hub sites, which is a new feature. That to me is a fantastic feature, the way that you can apply consistent branding across associated sites apply navigation across those associated sites. There's also some roll-up web parts that you can use to roll up just from the associated sites and so on. That's a fantastic feature, I believe, and you won't be able to use that in classic view, I suspect.
I suspect, but why don't you go ahead and explain a little bit more what hub sites is and what it means for the modern sites? Because, that's coming. It's in preview right now, but most people may not know what it is if they weren't in Ignite.
Sure, true. So it was talked about at Ignite and also at the European SharePoint conference recently in Dublin. Jeff Tepper explained the modern sites. I think it was Dan Holm as well who demonstrated it. So basically, you can. Historically, we've had our site collections and our sites and our subsites, that worked great. Obviously, you could use different site collections to organize SharePoint security and content types, and basically, you would kind of create a site collection for maybe a department within an organization or something like that. So it was a collection of sites. But there was times where you would have a collection of those sites where you want them to have a consistent look and feel. Maybe they're a group of sites, if that makes sense, that provide some form of business process. What you can do now with a hub site is you can specify a site as a hub site and associate other sites with it. That way, with that association, you can apply a brand, and that brand will apply to every associated site. So that group of sites get the same look and feel. So I guess if you had, just for argument's sake, a sales department, and you wanted every site in that sales department to be obvious, it's got the same branding, separate from maybe a marketing department with their group of sites, you could apply that consistent look and feel and the consistent navigation.
Yeah, so it's going to be really cool. So it's a way that we can take these site collections and really start to group them together. But the other message that is starting to be very pronounced from Microsoft and from others are starting to echo it is they really want you to stop using subsites. So if you are heavily dependent on subsites right now and are looking at going into modern, that's going to be an architectural change you're going to have to make. We need to stop thinking about subsites and start thinking about site collections and creating site collections for everything instead of subsites. And when you need to organize those sites instead of having subsites, that's what these subsites are going to help us do, is keep that same organization, have those same relationships, roll up content, that sort of thing. So I think that that is also going to be one of the biggest changes that people are going to have to think about mentally, because we've been creating subsites for years and years and years, figure out the best way to handle this new way of thinking and working in SharePoint.
So just to be clear on that, when you say you don't be creating subsites, so how do you, if you are in a team site and historically we want to create a child site, how would we go about actually creating that? I mean, are you suggesting that becomes a new site collection?
Well, and that's the message that I'm hearing from Microsoft is subsites are evil, right? They're being very, Dan was very, talked to Dan Holm about it. I mean, yeah, subsites are evil. So how can we look at structuring everything we're doing as site collections instead of subsites? And it's not like a site collection is this evil thing that takes up a ton more space than a subsite. It's just a cleaner way to implement that site structure where it can be still associated with other sites, but then it's got its own group. It's got its own security barrier. It's got the things that traditionally would belong in a subsite. So I don't hate subsites. I still think that, especially for your classics, subsites are great for many reasons. So I'm not saying you should never use subsites. I'm not saying that they're evil. I'm saying the messaging that I'm getting is that everything should be a site collection. When you create a new Teams for Microsoft Teams, it creates a site collection. Groups now creates a site collection. Everything, you know, I think of the Oprah thing, you get a site collection, you get a site collection, everybody gets a site collection. So it is, I wish I had more, a more clear response here, but it's more of a, I know this is the direction they're sending us. I understand the direction they're sending us and why they want us to do site collections. So when you're looking to architect for the future, think about site collections and not subsites. If you have subsites today, don't freak out and think that things are going to break. So
I guess we'll know more about that. And once we've got our hands on it and we've been able to play and implement it a few times, then yeah, some best practices will come out of it.
Right.
But right now it's probably difficult to imagine how that's going to look until you do get to play with it.
Exactly. It's hard to have best practices for something that doesn't exist yet, right? And anybody who says, well, best practices, then they're not living in the real world because it's not in production yet. But yeah, good point.
So I guess we've got, you have another session today?
Nope, I'm done with the conference today. It's Friday. I'm going to go to the airport here in about an hour, and it's currently supposed to be snowing in Atlanta, so hopefully I will not have any delays or canceled flights, and I'll get home tonight.
Well, I'm in the same boat. I'm flying this evening, and it looks like we've got 4 days of snow in England, and the problem is with snow in England is we're not prepared for snow. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be able to land tomorrow morning, but it's been great talking to you, Mark, as always, and Stephanie is here, but Stephanie's doing her session right now, and Rob's probably back at home.
He's trout fishing, according to Facebook, right? I think he's out trout fishing.
He's always busy, that guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it must be a hard life.
Okay, so I guess that's it from Mark and I for now. But thank you, Mark, and we'll see you on the next Tech Explaining.
Talk to you guys soon. Thanks.